Today is Wednesday the 19th of December 2018. This is John Thayers of Gloucester Rugby Heritage, and I have with me Chris Collier from the project. And today we're at the Pilgrim Hotel, Much Birch, near Hereford, to chat to British Lion lock, Steve Boyle. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, chaps.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Shall we start with where and when you were born? Because you're not a Gloucester lad originally, are you?
No. My father was in the RAF. And he travelled around quite a bit, and I was born in what used to be Lancashire, a little town called Warrington. And he then moved around more and more, so we never really settled down in any one place, but Warrington was home.
So eventually you moved south. So you moved to Herefordshire? And I have it here that you played soccer for Herefordshire Schools.
Yep, that was during the time that my father was posted here in Hereford. I think he was here for a couple of years. I went to Lady Hawkins School over in Kington. And then when he came out of the RAF, he moved to Gloucester. And I finished off my education at Sir Thomas Rich's.
So what position did you play as a footballer?
Well, being a bit of a lump, I was a goalkeeper or a centre half.
Right.
That was, I was never going to be an overlapping fullback or anything like that.
So you got to Tommy Rich's, you finished your education there. You learnt your rugby at Rich's?
Yes. I was playing basketball there also. And I suppose we would play a couple of games of rugby. Football, really, that was my love at the time. So I think the reason that I started playing rugby was it was at the school. That was their main sport. But when I left, I played football for Gloucester City and also for Stonehouse. That was for a while.
Oh, right. Still in goal?
Yes. Although I did get pushed out to centre forward a couple of times, yeah, which wasn't much fun when you're as slow as I was then.
So how did you come to play? Play rugby in that case, at a serious level.
Yeah, well, it was just one of those things, that you hear about that you think that can't be true, but in this case, it was absolutely true. A football game that I was supposed to play on a Saturday afternoon was cancelled because it was frosty, and they didn't want to play. And a couple of friends of mine from school who were playing for the Old Richens then said, why don't you come down and have a game of rugby? You used to be, sort of quite good at it. So come on down. So I did. And the atmosphere after a rugby game was like nothing I'd ever encountered playing football.
Yeah. So that was it, really, was it? The social aspect attracted you to the game.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, it was as simple as playing football. When the game finished, you'd have a cup of tea and a sandwich. Or playing rugby, you'd have 6 pints of lager and a curry. And to be perfectly frank, I preferred the curry.
So you started playing for Richens regularly then?
Yeah, I was in the second team. I think I was about 17 at the time in the second team. And I think that all of the sports that I used to play helped me.
Yeah.
Because I used to play tennis and cricket and basketball. And if you're good at, sort of sports like that, then I think it's the hand-eye stuff, that still comes through.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so you were playing for Richens, fine. And I understand you then played for Gloucestershire Colts as a Richens player? Was that after you came to Gloucester?
It was a long time ago. I'm pretty certain that I was an old Richen when I played for Gloucestershire Colts, and I think we played a couple of games. I remember one particularly tricky game against Somerset Colts, and I think there was a horrendous afternoon down in the Forest of Dean. I'm not sure if that was for Gloucester Colts, but that was probably one of the hardest games of rugby I've ever had, sort of at that age group.
Yeah. And how did you come to Kingsholm?
Well, of course, way back then it was an amateur game.
Yeah.
And very few people were actually, I suppose the word now would be talent spotted.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gloucester basically then relied on local players coming down to pre-season training. That would get them probably fitter than they'd ever been at their own clubs. And if Gloucester liked the look of you, then they'd ask you to hang around. Mm-hmm. And you know, sort of play for the second team, which fortunately that's what happened to me. And that's how it started.
But did somebody prompt you to, you know, have a go at coming to Kingsholm, or was it purely off your own bat?
Well, there was three of us from the Old Richlands. Paul Tolman, who's now politically active in Gloucester for some reason. Clive Walford, he was another old Richlian.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, we all came down at the same time, and each of us ended up playing, you know, for the second team.
And what was it like turning up at things like?
Well, it was really, really daunting. You know, I mean, I have to say, I hadn't watched a lot of games of rugby up until then, and I don't think I'd ever been to Kingsholm to watch a game, because I was too busy playing, really, you know. And so walking out for the first time in front of a crowd, that was, you know, awesome. Even for the United, there was always, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people there.
And was this in the second row at that point?
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah. At that time, Alan Brin was in the larger squad. Nigel Jackson, John Fiddler, Phil Winnell from Ross on Wye.
Yeah, yeah.
So the competition was pretty fierce, and I was lucky to get a run in the United.
Do you remember your first game?
Yeah, and unless you're going to correct me, which you probably will because you've got all the stats there,
I think he might say
for the first team, Newport away.
No, what I've got down is on the Southwest Tour in April 1973.
Okay.
It was the last game of the season at Camborne.
Really?
And Gloucester won by 70-9.
Really? I don't remember that one, but you did say the magic words, the last game of an end of season tour.
Yeah.
So that there may have been some alcoholic inhibitors in my brain over that weekend. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So all these years I've been thinking that I made my debut for Gloucester against Newport away. I was sadly wrong.
I read that interview. Yes. And I thought, Chris knows better.
Well.
But tours are like that, aren't they, from what we hear from other Gloucester players?
Yeah, and would you know what my second game was? Because mentally, I might not have classed Camborne away at the end of a tour as a debut. I might just thought that was purgatory.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if that was the first game, that was the only one that season.
Yeah.
Then I've got you down for three games in the following season.
Yeah.
But I've not listed them. I should have done.
No, it's just fine.
Now, what were your problems getting established in the first 15?